It is the best of. It's a pretty good fart to start with.
Oh, God. What's that one labeled as?
Big fart.
Okay, great.
Who is... I was going to ask who, but I don't want to encourage anyone.
You want to hear Rip? What? It's kind of dry.
Oh, that one sounded...
Who was that?
It's one of the listeners. I don't know.
Is it really?
Well, you remember there was that period.
Are you serious?
There was that period.
Listener farts.
Cool. Where you first gave out my email address, Brandon@DrewAndMikePodcast.com.
Feel free to send them more. Make the subject farts.
Well, we don't have to do that anymore, but for a while there, the only email I was getting were people sending farts, and they'd send things, and they started disguising them. Like, hey, listen to this audio.
Like a Rickroll?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a fart?
Right. There's a lot of that going around.
Nice.
Did we encourage people to do that, or did they do that on their own?
I don't think it was encouraged.
It doesn't need to be encouraged.
Once it happened once.
Pretty impressive that people would take the initiative. I like this audience. Layla! Oh. Layla! Oh, boy.
Is that a fart?
Sounds a little like Eric Clapton, but...
Yeah, what if that was
the song?
Layla!
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
I heard from Ryan Ermani, by the way. He enjoyed being on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's a good guest, too. Every time Ryan comes on, something good happens.
Ryan's a good guy.
I can't explain it. It just works. Heather wanted us to know that at 3:25 p.m. yesterday, it was cloudy and 42 degrees, and her Ypsilanti home had no power.
What?
Yeah, I get these. I get these all the time.
It starts with a weather report.
Yeah, because remember I was bitching because it was 65 and breezy and I have no power. It was sunny, actually. And then let's see what else.
Well, you had that power surge yesterday or 2 days ago.
That was really weird.
Oh, you mean the disco lights?
Yeah, that was so bizarre.
That's weird.
Actually, the most amazing thing about that is that you did not lose power.
What was that about, though? Why?
That's just Drew's house.
His house sucks.
I think it is.
Seriously. I keep looking at Zillow, and the value of this house is supposedly going up, and I'm like,
oh, Zillow's clearly not listening to the podcast.
Zillow is not up to speed with, they have no idea that the Wi-Fi sucks, that the TVs don't work.
Come on, your house sucks.
Do they even rate that?
I don't know. I assume that there's been no full disclosure from previous ownership. I will disclose that the Wi-Fi sucks and some of these other ridiculous issues.
Because old couples should buy it who don't care about.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. There's a market for a house that sucks. But I don't know what Zillow's thinking about, honestly. I can't imagine it has the value. They added square footage to my house, too.
All right.
Wow. Because
that's so weird, though. You know, I drywalled the basement. There's a door going out the basement.
I drywalled the basement.
I did. I busted my ass.
Cute. That's cute.
I got the basement drywalled.
Sanded it.
There's a door. They tiled it. There's a door out the basement, so the square footage counts.
Yep.
And it showed up in Zillow.
Cool.
How did Zillow know?
All those permits that were pulled.
Good for you.
Not so sure about that.
I like how you were about to answer it.
That's why I was kind of unclear about the whole thing.
Well, you know.
I just am not sure they got those permits.
Well, clearly they were listening to the podcast then.
Oh, maybe they were, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because they know that this is, well, the great thing about it is that if you ever decide to sell, somebody's there to help you out with that, right?
Hey.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, and his name would be... Oh, balls. I was not ready, Trudy. I had it queued, and now I don't.
Oh, damn.
Say it again.
And somebody would help you out with selling your house. I bet we know somebody.
Oh! Do it again, Trudy.
What?
Okay. So if you wanted to sell your house, Drew, I bet there's somebody who could help you out with it, and his name is probably something.
Let me tell you about Scott Kunitz.
Scott!
He's a guy you want to be with. No, 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 not without.
No,
when
no.
You're looking to sell a house.
Scott!
Same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying. If Scott's not in your corner, oh, don't say that I didn't warn
Scott!
You. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker. We're Manuel.
Scott
Kunitz is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential.
Yeah!
Oh, Scott Oh, there it is again. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH@CBWM.com. Scott Kunath, yeah.
Wow. Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
If he would ever deign to play a concert, wouldn't that be an awesome sing-along? All of these songs.
I know. I'm kind of stunned at the stuff he does. Some of it, yeah, I can tell he's been in the basement too long.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it's, I mean, that's pretty clever.
Well, yes, he's
written 32,000 songs, so I guess he knows how to write a song.
And you'll find out more about him on today's Best Of.
Oh, that's great. That's right.
Oh, my God.
In fact, yes.
Tight.
We have our Matt Farley interview.
Something should be.
And also the discovery, and I know there's a couple people who are going to bitch about this, but sorry, a lot of people like Matt. Every time I mention the complainers, people go, I love Matt Farley. So, yeah, there's kind of a double shot.
I think he's preferred in small doses.
Yeah, it seems that way.
It's not my forte.
And then the Bill Clinton book, which we discovered there was information. Well, there was a portion of the book that was very interesting. Plus, an update on Danny Williams' son, Danny Williams, with the black prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, that was going around in the 90s, and there's an update. That was exciting.
Are you okay, Danny?
And Yolanda, our friend from New Jersey, who we discovered back in the days of 105.1. I'm surprised we are willing to relive anything from the 105.1 days. But
clear highlight, though.
Yeah, she was great. And she's been good in the podcast, too.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Yolanda!
Meanwhile, Scott Kunath is a perfect example of fine real estate buying and selling. It's a breeze for Scott. It went beyond what I would consider to be his job. This is a testimonial. To make the process as simple as possible, we met Scott by chance at an open house. He's very friendly and helpful, so deciding to work with him was simple. We were buying and selling right in the mix of having a baby, and Scott worked to make the whole process stress-free while considering our unique situation. He fought to get us a great deal and a great home and get our home under contract within 2 days. So there. Contact Scott. He just came by the other day. He's staying on through December, so things are looking good.
Yeah.
That's not the strong season, too, so I was glad he really likes advertising. He believes
Thank
in
you.
Advertising. And that's good. Hopefully it works. It should really work for someone who believes in it.
You are
in
so
my
generous.
Opinion.
Thank you.
I think it'd be fun to find a home with, to be honest. I think he'd be good. Yeah. I really believe that. So call Scott. Why does he have different phone numbers on the copy? Scott! Damn it.
Isn't this his number?
Scott!
Hang on.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Scott Kunath.
Sing along, Drew.
Call him 248-797-7746.
There you go. 248-797-7746. Or contact him at skunath, skunnath@cbwm.com. And on, I mentioned all the Best Of things. On with the Best Of Drew and Mike.
Do you know about the new Bill Clinton book?
Yes. I was reading about it today.
Do you have the excerpt from the New York Post?
The massages?
Yeah, that's
the massages?
That's the excerpt, yeah. Did you read the excerpt, though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God, it's hilarious. You should read it, because it's really good. I'll just give you a little tease. The phone rings as Bill Clinton is getting a foot massage. He goes, damn, and hangs up the phone. And the person giving the massage goes, what's wrong? Hillary's on Snapchat now, man. I'm on Snapchat. Everyone's on Snapchat. Bill Clinton is bummed that Hillary got on Snapchat.
This business of him flirting with these interns who become his featured foot massagers.
Gross. Who would want to rub his ridiculous, disgusting feet?
This one chick likes rubbing them, apparently.
Ugh.
I know. It's just nutty. And he wanted to put a pool there so he could have pool parties with all his chicks.
Just like JFK, right?
Yeah, just like JFK. Did he actually say that? They kind of inferred that he did.
Guilty as Sin is the name of the book, and it's Ed Klein, who I believe has written many a book about the Clintons, right? Everyone's on Snapchat!
I didn't understand why that wigged him out so much.
Well, because she would have to see...
keep going.
She'd see that Bill's on there, so then she'd have to join Bill, and then Bill can't send his bent dong to chicks anymore.
When so there's a little narration in between. In the midst of the message, the phone rang. Clinton listened. Wait, can you go back?
Go back. It starts with Bill Clinton was getting a foot massage.
Bill Clinton was getting a foot massage.
Gross.
We were on the terrace of his apartment, recalled the 20-something intern at the William J. Clinton Memorial Presidential Library and Museum who was massaging Bill's feet.
We had a meal served from 42.
The restaurant in the Little Rock Library.
Vegan stuff like kale salad.
Gross.
That's because I had a heart attack.
He often invites girls like me who work at the library in his apartment for a glass of red wine and a massage.
That's great. That's just great. The intern said in an
interview. I like that it's girls.
I know, plural. Of course. The intern said in an interview for this book,
he likes his neck and shoulders massage because he gets knots in his muscles.
Oh, yeah, he gets so many knots. It's not that he just wants your hands on him or anything.
But what he really likes is to have his feet massaged. He just kicks off his loafers and socks and puts his feet on the coffee table. That really makes him happy.
Gross.
Bill's always flirting with the women at the library. He knows everybody by their first name. Oh, ooh. And is incredibly kind and generous. When he talks to you, it's like you're the only person in the world. I always called him Mr. President naturally, but one day he looked at me with this horny look and said, call me Bill.
With this horny look. What do you wonder what that looks like?
I know. Good God.
I sort of knew then that I was in.
Oh, she was down for it, huh?
I know what people would say if they knew I gave him a foot massage, but hey, if it makes him happy, I'm happy to do it. The idea of touching the President of the United States that way is incredibly exciting to me.
He's not president anymore.
Duh.
He's just a creepy old man.
In the midst of the massage, the phone rang. Clinton listened for a moment, then put down the receiver. Damn, he said, according to the intern's recollection.
What's wrong?
Hillary just told a bunch of Iowa Democrats she's on Snapchat.
So what? The young intern said. I'm on Snapchat. Everybody's on Snapchat.
But she said she loves Snapchat because all her emails disappear by themselves, Clinton said.
I still don't understand.
Oh.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
That's always been, because it's always politics in his brain, right?
While the intern went back to massaging his feet, Clinton made another call. He informed the person. Nice, he's calling people on the phone while this chick's massaging his feet.
Well, he fooled around with Monica while Arafat was sitting in the waiting room.
On the other end of the line, the person on the other end of the line that Hillary had cracked. Oh, he informed the person on the other end of the line that Hillary cracked a joke about her disappearing emails at the Wing Ding dinner in Clear Lake, Iowa. The intern remembered Clinton saying, she's fucking over the FBI. How stupid is that? You and I need to talk. I'll send a plane to get you. Ooh.
Oh, wait, I'm getting my feet rubbed now.
That's a fake call. I did that to impress the intern. I'll send a plane to get you.
The other end of the phone was just beep, beep, beep. If you'd like to make a call.
Good God. The man who arrived at the library was one of Bill Clinton's oldest and most trusted advisors. His sources interviewed more than 2 dozen times for this book. Mm-hmm. They strolled out on Clinton's penthouse terrace, his friend carrying a tumbler of Johnny Walker Black. Bill with a glass of red wine, which his doctors had prescribed for his heart.
It's my medicine.
You're right. This email thing is spiraling out of control, the advisor said, according to his recollection of the meeting, which he later shared with the author of this book. From what I know of the case, he went on, she's extremely vulnerable. It involves not only the FBI and the Justice Department, but 2 inspector generals in the intelligence community and the inspector general of the State Department. There are a number of statutes that she appears to have violated, national security laws that she may have breached. He took out several sheets of paper and began reading from a long list that amounted to a bill of indictment. When his friend had finished ticking off the items on the list, Clinton asked, so?
You want your feet rubbed? Not by me.
My recommendation is Hillary got ahead of the situation by hiring an outside legal counsel, the advisor replied, recalling the conversation for the author of this book. She needs to secure the services of an expert legal counsel, preferably a big league defense attorney from the Republican side of the aisle. Hillary, he added, needed to get some discovery as to where the investigation was going. You don't want to be blindsided, and if you ignore it, pretend it's a partisan ploy, and act scornfully, it'll blindside you. That's not where you want to be.
Hmm.
You got more, Bill, there? Those emails aside, there was a big problem with her campaign, his advisor told the other. Bill knew, even if Hillary didn't, that he had to be a major component of her campaign for it to work. He felt the country had drifted to extremes on both sides. The only winning strategy was to persuade voters on the basis of their hearts to be so appealing and likable they wanted to see you on television in their living rooms every night. Like, just like him, right?
Yeah.
That's so funny that he thinks only he can be the answer.
Well, this kind of leads to the next part here.
He believed he had that appeal, but he was far from certain he had the stamina to do as much campaigning as needed to be done. The other component was the growing distance between Bill and Hillary, the advisor continued. She didn't listen to much of what he said anymore.
I don't know if she ever did.
No, no doubt. When he went on about policy and politics, she rolled her eyes and started checking messages on her BlackBerry.
Just like she's going to do the American public?
Good God. She resented the fact that Bill was treated like a rock star and that she had to work hard to create the illusion of enthusiasm.
Whoa.
All Bill had to do was walk into a room. He gave off an electrical charge. Men lit up in his presence. Women swooned. Hillary had to scream to get attention. I think if Hillary was more appreciative of Bill's efforts and less resentful, he would have worked harder for her. It was exhausting to work for someone who didn't appreciate you. I was with him at the apartment in Little Rock after a long telephone conversation with Hillary in which he held the phone away from his ear because she was shouting that he was interfering with her campaign.
That's funny. That's how I figured all their phone calls went. Like, and then him doing this, going, can you believe it? Like pointing at it to whoever's in the room. Can you hear this? This is crazy.
Listen to this shit. Finally, he cut her short and said he would call back later. He didn't exactly hang up on her, but it was very close. Afterward, he slumped down in a chair and shook his head. He looked old and defeated. Then he got up, went out to his rooftop putting green, and started chipping shots into the Arkansas River.
Awesome.
When he was done, he looked like his old self again. He said, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. Started talking about his plans for building a swimming pool on the roof of the library. He wants to have naked pool parties the way JFK had pool parties when he was in the White House.
Sweet. How could he not like Bill?
He had an architect give him a feasibility report on building a pool. It turned out that it would have been very expensive to build a disruptive to the functioning of the library. Who cares about the library? Nobody goes in there.
How many libraries have pools on the roof?
It's all online.
Then again, how many libraries have man caves for the president?
I know. And restaurants and make whatever you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, the National Archives, which administers presidential libraries, probably would have vetoed the idea, so he dropped the plan. But for a while, he thought about getting an above-ground pool for the girls. Above-ground pool for girls to splash around in.
It's from Arkansas.
Hey, above-ground's fine. Everybody has above-ground in Arkansas. Hell. Bill has a bunch of women he regularly invites to his apartment. Most of them are young and good-looking. Oh, what a surprise that is.
Of course.
He loves being surrounded by pretty girls. The place is completely secure, so he knows there's no chance any photographers can get in. I was there at one of his parties on a hot, steamy day. He served champagne and cold beer and handed out roses.
Was he Chris
Harrison?
The
Bachelor? Yeah. Bill Clinton? Hey, I'm going to be the Bachelor. What do you think?
You accept this rose?
The nice thing about me and her getting divorced, I can be the Bachelor. Wouldn't that be cool? No warden around here?
Can you imagine that in the record ratings?
Oh, that'd be
Bill Clinton's the Bachelor.
Oh, that'd be great.
While she's president, too. Who would not watch that?
No one.
Just like
no
if
one
Trump,
would not watch
if Trump
that.
Decided to be the Bachelor.
Oh, God. No, that'd be really amusing.
Oh,
when you say Bill Clinton's son with a prostitute, I immediately know it's Danny.
Yeah.
I forgot his last name is
Williams.
Why doesn't he go by Clinton?
To honor his mother, the prostitute.
Okay. Well, I'm a little surprised that this guy hasn't gotten a DNA test or somehow gotten this thing into a courtroom.
He's tried. He's failed every step of the way. There was the one DNA test the Star did, but if you ask him about it, he's very hurt if you bring it up.
Well, did the Star have Bill's DNA?
Yeah, they did a DNA test.
Mm-hmm. And they said...
Not even close to matching, but... As Danny points out, the Star was owned by a big donor of Bill Clinton's.
Okay.
So he doesn't consider it to be legitimate.
So not even close. Does that mean it was like a 1 in 5,000 chance he was Bill's son or 1 in 500?
Well, probably 2 billion.
that's
right? Like OJ?
That's worse than not
like
even
OJ
close.
OJ odds?
Yeah. Oh, Danny. So sorry. So sorry. So
you
very
what,
sorry.
You don't believe him?
No, I believe him.
Oh, I totally
I think it's possible.
Him. Yeah.
No, I'm psyched to talk to him.
He just wants to shake his father's hand. That's all he wants.
When we talked to
that's
him,
that's what he said.
I just want to shake your hand, Dad. Word up. How you doing, Prez? No, he was cool. He definitely had that Clinton.
He sounded just like him.
Something.
The inflection.
Mm-hmm. But you could tell, he had a little bit of his mother in him, too. Clearly.
Just a tad.
And, you know, in spite of the fact that he's black... There's a little resemblance to Bill.
Definitely an interesting case of nature versus nurture.
Do you see the resemblance to Bill in his face?
No.
Really? Many do.
Really?
Yeah.
I look at him again. The nose, but not the mouth. I don't. Yeah. The lips, not at all. He's got a fuller upper lip.
You have his picture up there?
Yeah.
Let me see.
The nose, a little bit.
I think he's a ringer.
Well, I mean, it is his kid.
Total ringer, man.
If you go to his website, ClintonSon.com, it links it to his Facebook page, and he's got all these pictures of him, you know, split screen with Bill at mm-hmm. different ages. And it looks just like him, usually because his head is tilted at the same angle as the Bill Clinton photo.
Oh yeah, there we go. I gotta tell you, I don't think it's that preposterous.
No, it's his kid.
Well, there's one picture. Jay's got him up there. That's
which one?
It's like Bill spit him out.
Profile picture.
Oh yeah. Well, no, it's of course it should. That's his kid.
This to me is every bit as clear as the Michael Strahan kid. That kid has the gap in his front teeth, even.
Yeah.
And he's 6'4", 250. Okay, he's not as good a football player as Michael Strahan, but that doesn't mean anything.
There's some really good comments on Danny Williams' pictures, too. People are very helpful.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Let's see. So maybe you could get his other daughter that is from out of wedlock. What?
Bill's other daughter?
Another daughter out of wedlock. And do a DNA test and see if you both match each other. Since you both have 50% of common DNA, you should be on each other's list matching. Huh? You look spitting image of your father. You are his only real child. Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-Y, is by Webster Hubble. Don't give up.
Web Hubble.
Keep in their face. Make them come to you when you start going on live TV. This man is a deadbeat dad.
I know, that's brutal. Can you imagine how much child support Bill Clinton owes for this kid?
Yeah.
It's got to be hundreds of thousands.
He isn't a man. I think you'll have a hard time accepting some of the things he's done to women. That's got to be a big disappointment. All right.
Well, you know, here on the one hand, your father's the president. He doesn't pay child support. He's a deadbeat dad. That's disappointing as hell. But then to find out your father has assaulted other women, I mean, you have to wonder, is it in my DNA? You wonder if you're just a ticking time bomb. Are you going to start raping people like Juanita Broderick?
Dude, what about Time Magazine reported on the July 18th, 1999? And then he links the story of the Star story where they did the DNA test.
Yeah.
I just like that. He's like, dude, what about? I listened to your video, and I can tell it was truly heartfelt. I pray you get what you've asked for. Although remember that your heavenly Father loves you with everlasting true love.
Well, let's listen to Jay's got some audio over here.
By the way, is this the 9-minute interview with him? I think
so. My name is Danny Williams. I'm the son of former President Bill Clinton. Please help me get this message to my father by liking and sharing my video. And we have liked it and shared it.
Hello, my name is Danny Lee Williams. I am the son of former President Bill Clinton. All I want to do is shake my father's hand. So please help me get my message to my father by liking and sharing my videos. Thank you.
How many likes does he have, Jay?
He really just... How many?
600?
686.
686. A lot of shares?
981.
981? Oh, you'd think he'd do better than that. How about, it's kind of, I don't know why I just had deja vu of the guy that Barack Obama used to give blowjobs to.
Oh, Larry
Sinclair.
Uh-huh.
We had, I thought, a news-breaking.
Is Larry dead now?
Interview with Sinclair. Yeah, he died.
That's what I thought.
That whole story about picking up Obama in the limo.
Yeah, at a Holiday Inn.
They went and stayed at a Holiday Inn. Smoke crack together.
Sexual. Yeah.
That was a hell of a story.
And true.
And we had heard the story before. He told it identically. There was no variation whatsoever in his story. The only unusual thing about it is Barack Obama, by all accounts, is heterosexual. There's no homosexual activity.
Until he starts smoking crack.
Well, that's, you know.
Clearly.
That can break down some of those boundaries. People start crossing lines that they haven't crossed before.
Jay, will you pop me up?
And Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair.
Pastor Manning.
Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair. Larry looked into the eyes of Obama, the Mac Daddy, and they put a spell on Obama, the Mac Daddy. Obama said to Larry, "Oh, you're just my style and my kind."
What?
"Oh, you look like just what I want, my man, woman, and half whatever look to look like." Huh? "Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes."
He's making up as he goes along.
Obama!
Like Stevie Wonder, what he does those songs about presidential candidates.
"Love affair in the back of a limo and then at the
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. They had a steaming love affair.
Boy, there's a great suggestion here on this Larry Williams page. Just going to call him Larry Clinton. But this guy honors his mother, which is great. Anyway, somebody's saying, obviously, they all need to go on Maury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how cool would be saying, yeah, when you see, you are not the father, and Bill Clinton jumping up and down, high-fiving people. Hillary coming out, oh, fuck, yeah, fuck you, flipping the bird at the audience. Can't you see that? Bill just walking out a little downtrodden. Hillary just, yeah, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you too. Walking right up to Mrs. Williams. Oh, you're a slut. Stupid slut.
I can't
find. Not your kid.
I can't find if she's still alive, though. Danny's mom.
Bobby Ann.
Is she? Do you know?
I'm looking to. I think she's dead.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You think Hillary had her killed?
Well, maybe she's one of the 33. No, 34.
Well, isn't it 35? Didn't we figure out she probably murdered somebody else yesterday, too?
Yeah, I think it would come with 35.
Is our own count as to 35? Do you want to hear Danny's story from YouTube?
What, I don't know.
Okay.
What's the story? I mean, how long is it?
Well, it's 9 minutes, but we can hear the beginning and then jump. Because he addresses the DNA test.
I'll listen to it. I'm so stuck on Hillary Clinton walking on Maury and cursing out the crowd.
That I am Bill Clinton's son. It was common knowledge. Everyone in Arkansas knew.
Everyone knew.
Everywhere I went, they pointed, that's Bill Clinton's son right there. He looked like him, don't he? The ears, the mouth.
Aren't they mocking
him? The chin, the teeth. The eyes, the nose. I see him in me.
Hot.
You see a black Bill Clinton. When I brush my hair, I can see Bill Clinton with waves in his head.
The waves in his hair?
About him not wanting to be in my life. Was it because I was black? Was it something wrong with me? Why he don't want to be a part of me? It made me.
Oh, every month that check doesn't come, how pissed would you be?
It's not fair. And it has been hurtful. Still refused to acknowledge me. Well, time was very hard. And my mom was a working girl on the streets. She was heavy on drugs.
My name is Lucia Bolton. My sister's following me Williams.
Was she doing her impersonation of off mic? Who's our famous off mic speaker?
Art Backey?
Art Backey. She's doing her best Art Backey impersonation.
All right, I'm just. My friends call me Bones. All right, here's where he addresses the story.
One take Art Backey.
I got a job full time at a donut shop my 11th grade year.
Sweet.
To support my sisters and brothers.
Hard working, just like Bill.
How do you support a family in Dunkin' Donuts?
It's a great question. You work hard and you work your way up to manager.
Stayed on me.
Of course, if mama gets a bunch of dick that month, she could help.
I feel I would have had a better life. In 1999, they tried to sweep me under the rug with Bill Clinton's friend publishing this phony DNA test.
With Bill Clinton's friend?
Was a DNA test.
Roger, got a problem with
got a Ricky. Roger, I think maybe Ricky Henderson's kid.
Just think about it. It was published in a tabloid owned by a donor of Bill Clinton.
Case
even
closed.
To this day, Megyn Kelly, Howard Kurt, they continue to quote this bogus DNA test, and it really hurts.
He's got some tense issues.
I would love to see the DNA test done. Several times, I tried to reach out to the Clintons. People say all the time, you're going to get yourself killed dealing with the Clintons.
Hey, if you were him, how would you reach out to the Clintons? I mean, it's not really easy to get a hold of them, right?
No.
Foundation, maybe, through.
Well, you could go to Chappaqua and just show up at the front door.
Oh, he could do that. Yeah, but he's worried about getting himself killed.
I wrote letters to his library. I wrote letters library. To him. Addresses I got off the internet.
LIBERRY.
To addresses I got off the internet. Don't you just want to put an address on there? You just say Bill Clinton address and put an address, see if Danny sends us a letter. My third is the favorite.
You're going to get yourself killed.
Killed.
Dealing
killed.
With the Clintons. I wrote letters to his library. I wrote letters to addresses I got off the internet. Even emailed them. From Facebook on his Facebook pages. I never got any response.
Bill Clinton goes on his own Facebook page?
Once in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Other than to troll for pussy?
Hey, look, Daddy's on my Facebook page.
His presence, and he was speaking.
I can't run him back.
But by the time we made it there, he was already gone.
By the time we made it there, he was already gone.
And just to see all the things he'd done in the world, helping other kids in Haiti and, you know, all the other places, it just saddened me because I never received any help from them. Hillary started running for president.
I never received any help.
Visited Little Rock at one of her campaign stops. I put myself right in front of the podium where she spoke. She was looking right at me. Eye contact.
So then he has a video of him at this where he said he was front row, eye contact. He's in the back of the auditorium.
Yeah, boy.
What, are you doubting him?
No, I just feel bad that he isn't more resourceful.
I know. Well, he's got a media contact now.
Let's dial him up.
You know, there's no number. We'll have to email this person.
I thought we had a number.
Yeah, we have a number, Danny. That might be Danny's.
Yeah, that's who I want to talk to, okay, is Danny.
Yeah. All right,
we'll see if he's got that Clinton charm.
For them.
I was going to introduce myself as Danny Williams, her husband's son, and her stepson.
You know, I am a new grandmother, in case you haven't heard.
I had beads of questions to ask, you know.
Want to dial him up?
We're going to do everything we can.
Does Danny have kids?
Sure, she has every,
yeah,
opportunity.
Two.
Oh, so Bill is a grandfather
three times over, right? No, three times over.
Chelsea's got one, doesn't she?
Yeah, but we don't know about this other daughter that he allegedly have. That daughter could have kids.
You know, I was just reading about the Marilyn Monroe John F. Kennedy daughter who was popping
off, really?
Claiming that she is the product of JFK nailing Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn had the baby in complete privacy because she knew the Kennedys would have the baby killed.
Uh-huh.
So she had the baby privately and had someone else raise it.
Come on.
When she died. And here's the thing. The chick is not even hot.
Oh, really?
JFK and Marilyn Monroe's kid, and she's not even hot.
Although Carolyn.
Well, but you'd think Marilyn alone would create a hot kid. Everybody thought JFK was so handsome.
I feel bad for that person's real mom who raised her.
Yeah, no, that sucks. What's this, Danny's music? Does Danny play the saxophone, too? I mean, that would be evidence.
Does he drive a train? I thought it was a train at first.
I am, and I know who I am. I have to meet my father. I have to know.
I have to meet my father?
To even accept me. I have to know that
accept.
He...
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know.
Always fake crying. There's no tears.
Like any child, I want to know my dad, and I want him to know me. I'm his only son in the world. And he's my only dad. We have to come together.
He's my only dad.
We have to. If Black lives truly matter to you, please contact me.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Never meant to be. Love, child. Love, child. This song, of course, about the Berry Gordy-Diana Ross union, which would reveal... Result in a love child. Oh, man, perfect selection.
Hello?
Danny!
You got the wrong number.
This isn't Danny Williams?
No, it's not.
Son of Bill Clinton?
This is Drew and Mark calling on our podcast program. And this is Danny Williams' phone number. He's the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton. Are you aware of Danny?
No, man, you got the wrong number.
Did you ever get calls for Danny, Bill Clinton's illegitimate son, from a black prostitute?
Oh, wow.
Did he? Were you disconnected?
Clearly. I don't think he's on the line.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Should we call back? I mean, something happened. He didn't say bye. I know that.
Okay, let's for a second pretend that wasn't him. If that was the case, wouldn't you just stay on the line and be like, huh?
Of course. They'd be going, what? Wait, Bill Clinton is a kid with... What?
Tell me all about
this election
story.
Time. Yeah, I'd be totally fired up to find out about it. Wow, what a strange thing. And a wrong phone number, and I get so up to date on what's going on with the Clintons. Something that may turn the election. I actually like this song.
It's a good song.
Springs had some mighty fine writers... Marvin Gaye wrote so many songs for those Motown artists, so did Smokey.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I was just talking to somebody, and we may have had a wrong number. We got disconnected. It's Drew and Mark calling from a broadcast, and we were trying to reach Danny Williams, and we were talking to somebody over there, and we got disconnected.
Yeah, you've got the wrong number.
Okay, now, have you ever heard of Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's illegitimate son?
No, I have not.
With a black prostitute in Arkansas? Never heard about that?
I don't have no idea.
Now, see, that's interesting, because Danny himself said everybody in Arkansas knew. Like,
I don't care.
You don't care?
It's not Bobby.
Wouldn't that be important?
Oh, wow, we got disconnected again.
Again?
No goodbye.
So, obviously, there's something wrong with his phone.
I think it's going to turn into one of those things, Drew, where you need to teach them how to use the phone.
Bye-bye.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think we better call again.
What if she just
goes? Gotta say goodbye. Say bye.
There's one thing she could say that would blow my mind. She goes, "That's a Melrose hang up."
Well, that would be totally cool. I mean, I'd be so fired up if she said that.
Go for three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, something's wrong with the phone, obviously.
She needs to be taught a lesson.
Love child, never meant to be. Love child. Love child.
Yeah, boy.
With me.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were just disconnected again. I was just wrapping up a conversation.
No,
with
we're not disconnected. I was hanging up. That's,
oh, yeah,
that's
but
none
you didn't
of
say
my business, and you got the wrong.
I'm
number,
sorry, you didn't
so
say good. You didn't say
I'm
bye.
Down here
if you
full
say,
minutes,
well,
you
just say goodbye,
me.
And then I'll know the conversation's over. What'd she say?
Bye bye.
I know what she didn't say, and that was goodbye.
No, she did not say goodbye. You're right about that. Well, I'm going to give her a break and not call back.
Well, at least for
judging
today.
From her. The way she comported herself, I'm inclined to think that she doesn't want to talk anymore.
It's terrible.
But how would I know if she doesn't say goodbye?
It's clearly the only way you know a phone call is properly ended.
That was not proper comportation.
If you don't say goodbye, it's clear that you were disconnected. You possibly were disconnected.
Yeah,
so
possibly.
You have to call back.
It's probably 75-25 disconnection. ScarJo, number three, with 25 million. Melissa McCarthy, with 33 Scar million. Joe. And Jennifer Lawrence, 46 million. The only reason I read the list is so you could bring out the ScarJo song. Yeah. Yeah.
Got a real butthole theme
she's
this second
so
hour.
Pretty
here.
And she's
okay.
So great. Acting in movies, singing songs by Tom Waits. She is the woman of so many men's dreams. Sometimes she releases stinky steam. Oh, where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Oh, where is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. When a woman is so poised and so pretty as she, and is a talented and famous celebrity, we think that God created her with so much wisdom that he decided he wouldn't bog her down with a digestive system. But where, oh where, is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum. Oh where, is that stench coming from? It's coming from Scarlett Johansson's bum, because Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts. Scarlett Johansson farts.
Yeah. All right.
What's the B side on that?
Good question.
Obama farts, I think.
What is another? What's another track? Good one. What's another track from the toilet bowl cleaner?
Is it Julia Roberts farts?
No. Is there?
Oh yeah.
How many times do we play that?
Not enough.
Do we have it, Jay?
It just smells like quinoa.
Oh, and gluten-free pizza.
Julia Roberts farts? I don't remember that.
She's an Oscar-winning pretty woman.
This is why it sucks.
Oh, she's yeah, the song.
Whoa. Give it a chance, Drew.
All right.
But just like everybody else on Earth, Julia Roberts farts.
Remember it now?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts farts.
What about Cut the Mullet?
Yes, she did. She received her Academy Award. Oh, she looked so cute. And if you listen really close to her acceptance speech, you can hear a little toot, 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 yes. You can hear a little toot, 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 because Julia Roberts farts. Every day, Julia Roberts farts. Doesn't it make you feel great to know celebrities are just like you? Even though they're rich and famous and beautiful, every single day they still go poo. Almost every day. She's an Oscar-winning pretty woman. She's America's sweetheart. But just like everybody else on Earth,
what's gonna rhyme with heart?
Julia Roberts farts.
Whose idea was to use the really bad Roberts English farts accent for this version?
I don't know.
Julia Roberts farts every day.
All right.
I was just looking at
lovely.
An article online, and it's an interview with the lead singer of the Toilet Bowl Cleaners. He made off his music last year $23,000 from iTunes and Spotify. He has 14,000 songs on them.
Yeah, Wyandotte.
Because it's a great community.
Will he mention the Delisles?
No, it's a great community. I don't want to mention that.
Yeah,
so it's
got a black mark on it.
Michigan is pretty much the greatest city in the whole wide world.
Is he going to say why not Wyandotte? That would show that he really knows.
I agree.
All the local government officials do such a very good job for the people of Wyandotte, Michigan. And the people all appreciate it so much.
This might be his worst one we've heard.
Go downtown and walk around and go shopping in the central business district.
Central business district.
It's called Wyandotte, Michigan. It's such a wonderful location. It's got such good people. Oh, yes, it does. It's called Wyandotte, Michigan. Oh, yeah. Filled with so many people. Lucy Ball grew up there. Yes, she did. And Wyandotte, it's a wonderful community.
Did he say Lucille Ball?
Yeah.
I think he did. Phones.
Sorry.
It's okay. Wait, will you look up Lucille Ball? Did he say Lucille Ball?
She grew up in New York. In upstate New York.
Okay.
Because that's where that horrible bronze statue of her was.
Oh, that's right.
I remember talking to the
surf
shop.
To that crazy guy who was in the shop next door.
He was funny
as hell.
That guy.
Her family lived in Wyandotte, Michigan for a time.
What?
Oh, okay.
No kidding.
I wouldn't say she grew up there.
I just love the details he tries to weasel in to act like he's so familiar with all these communities.
That's pretty
wonderful
funny.
Community.
Where was this Burger King at, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Southgate.
It was Southgate.
Southgate.
Does he have a Southgate song?
That's what I was looking for. He
should.
Southgate.
Wonderful Southgate. Community.
Get a book and take it back.
Public
from the library.
All right. I don't.
Do people go get books and take them back from the library? They still do? That happens?
All the time. You know why?
Really? Why?
Because if you have a little kid,
yeah,
it's something to do.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
They like getting books, and I don't want to have 8,000 books in my house. So
right. To avoid buying all the books that she might be interested in for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Joey and I used to go down there and play the little kid games on the computer.
Yeah.
It was fun.
There's always kids at the library and creeps.
Community. Live the American dream in
heavy.
Suburbs.
The American
dream. A Michigan city filled with lots and lots and lots and lots of nice people.
Oh,
oh my goodness, Southgate,
listen
Michigan.
To that bassy synth.
I really
like
it. Because it's
kinda
so
grunge.
Nice. Go cruising down Eureka Road. In the old homestead area of Southgate. Southgate Tower, what a big building. So much good stuff in Southgate, Michigan.
What is he yelling in the song?
Take the exit that will bring you into Southgate. Southgate, what a great city. I like it very much because it's so nice. Dining capital of downriver.
It is?
Let's get some food in Southgate. Oh, yeah. Southgate, what a
Man.
I wonder if he does any cities that he doesn't like for some reason, or he finds them lacking in some way.
I've yet to run into one in any state that he does songs about.
He should have a gig with the National Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he?
Who presents these cities better than this guy?
No one.
And he's not the toilet bowl cleaners when he's doing these songs, right?
No, no, no. Totally different guy.
He loves focusing on one area.
Yeah.
One area alone. Because he has all those butthole songs.
I wonder if he's got other themes. But there was an article written about him because he writes so many songs and puts them out on Spotify or, you know, these streaming services.
Does he get hits?
He gets paid.
I would think that ScarJo song would get a lot of hits. That's a funny song.
It should.
Does he tour? Is he
going to
be at DTE?
Would you buy a ticket?
I might.
I might, too.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a fun night.
We should bring him to town.
We should. With who? Who would be the opening act?
Jackie the Joke Man.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to do a gig. Jackie the Joke Man and the Toilet Bowl Cleaners.
Ooh. Should we call
him? That's a hot show.
Call it matches. We can call the guy who sings about cities and towns.
So we're calling everyone else. What's his name?
The guy who sings about cities and towns?
Yes.
That's his name.
Okay.
You don't
the guy who sings about cities and towns.
Every song is so beautiful.
He's good people.
Let's hear it for the Motor City.
I'm kind of offended he never told us about this.
No, we've been a big supporter of this guy. I've got a huge bone to pick with him. Who's behind him more than us?
No one.
Really?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Is this the guy that sings about cities and towns?
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
It's going very well. Is this also the guy who might be in the Toilet Bowl Cleaners?
Same guy.
Wow. Does he have a name?
Matt Farley.
Oh, Matt.
It's been revealed.
It's the Drew and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We've been cranking Detroit song, Wyandotte song, Southgate song.
Farmington Hills.
Ferndale.
Berkeley. Yeah.
Rochester.
Hey, I'm eternally grateful to you guys. You guys are playing the Toilet Bowl Cleaners way back before
exactly.
I became a superstar.
So
that's why we're pissed.
How could you not tell us about all these cities and towns songs? I feel like you've forgotten what a big supporter we are.
Yeah, you know, I work pretty frantically down here in the basement. I'm just churning out song after song. I don't have a lot of time to think about it.
But who? What radio? Is there a bigger radio station than WRIF in Detroit that gave you airplay?
Oh, no, not regularly. NPR did a story on me once, and they ended up playing. They played Poop Into a Wormhole nationwide, which is
really
amazing.
Wow. Now do you get downloads? I mean, do you sell this music?
You know, on Spotify, all my, you know, I have 19,000 songs.
Wow.
And I'm bringing in like $2,500 a month in streaming revenue, which is pretty cool.
Is that how you make your living, or do you have a day job?
No, this is my only job now. I also do a lot of custom songs on top of that, too.
What songs?
Custom.
Custom. $44 a pop, I'll sing a song about pretty much whatever you want.
Oh, our show?
Yeah, he did one. Do you remember that one?
What does Mike do when Drew's got a poo, right?
Yeah. What does Drew do? Yeah, something like that.
Oh, it's one of those, yeah.
Well, I can't believe you remember that song. You have 19,000 songs.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you do custom songs a lot?
Yeah, I did 450 of them last year, so that was pretty cool.
No kidding. $44, I think you're undercharging.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, if you keep the price just low enough, people can't complain if they don't like it.
Okay, where do you get, like, for example, when I heard the Auburn Hills song, I was thinking, okay, he needs to mention the Palace of Auburn Hills, and you didn't, but you did mention other things in Auburn Hills. So how do you decide what to mention in your cities and town songs?
Well, I record the music ahead of time, and then I open up the Wikipedia page for that city, and then I just hit record, and I just start kind of glancing at the Wikipedia article, and whatever stands out gets.
So you ad lib, you don't actually write out the lyrics.
There's one problem with that, though. There's one problem. Yeah. You've mispronounced two cities that we found.
Oh.
That we know of.
That we know
$44
of.
Bucks, so. Yeah,
you said South Leone and it's South Lion. What was the other one? I can't remember. It's today we found out a mispronunciation.
Not Farmington.
Macomb County.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Macomb
Township.
Macomb Township.
Macomb Township. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's half the fun. Half the fun is listening for the mistakes or the moments where I just start laughing in the middle of the song or my phone rings and I just leave it in there.
What would you say in the cities and towns songs? What is your biggest crutch? I'm guessing is a wonderful community.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, I like to sing about the local government officials doing a good job for the people. I like to sing about the library, how you can borrow books.
And take them back.
I like when you throw a street in there. That's nice.
I'll sing the zip code a lot, too.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, the library thing, taking books and bringing them back, that made me laugh out loud. That was maybe probably my favorite line so far.
What's weird about the pronunciation is that you got Ypsilanti correct. Like no one.
Yeah.
Gets...
Well, for that one, I actually looked for a video where they pronounced it because it was so daunting. But Leon, I guess it just. Yeah. I didn't think there was other options.
There's no Utica either. You need to make a Utica one.
Oh yeah. Where's Utica, Michigan? Utica, come on.
You got to do every city.
I basically just went down in reverse population from most populated down until once I was down at like 20,000 people. I was like, all right.
Where are you located, Matt?
Massachusetts.
Ah.
Whereabouts?
North of Boston in Danvers.
Okay. Yeah,
what's going on with the TBCs? Are they still making songs? The toilet bowl cleaners?
Oh yeah. You know, the most recent one was like a year and a half ago. It's real good. Turtle Head is a real good song on that one. but I'll be doing a new one within the next couple months.
Oh, cool.
What's your snow this time?
Yeah. We should be getting these things. We need to know when these things come out. Otherwise, we go find them, and who knows what radio station could beat us to the punch.
Not to tell you how to do your job, but the best toilet bowl cleaner songs are the ones about celebrities.
Oh, God, those are great.
Yeah, I know. I feel a little bad sometimes. Like if Scarlett Johansson is searching herself, and she finds Scarlett Johansson's fart.
Oh, that's
but she
girl.
Does.
I think she would laugh at that song. Yeah, really, right. I like to I think hope. That anyway.
Do you tour?
Not very. I mean, I'm playing at college this weekend. Mostly I'm just down in the basement.
Do you like to tour? I mean, would you like to do a gig?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to anything. It's just that usually it's not worth the effort.
You mean financially?
Yeah. I got two young kids here with my wife. I feel bad leaving if it's not for enough money.
But you never feel bad having such a frivolous job.
I love having a frivolous job. I feel bad for them. All they hear is the sound of me like singing weirdly from the basement all day long.
That's great. No, I'm glad you're doing what you like doing. And 19,000 songs, you're very productive. I do think you need to charge more, though. I bet your wife says the same thing.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of suggestions.
Suggestions.
Oh, I bet.
Tell me one other suggestion your wife might have.
It's just like, it's mostly you should charge more. Like, because I'm real nice. People ask me to make changes. She's like, you just charge them for making changes. I'm like, what are you going to do? What's the big deal?
Yeah, maybe you need, I bet she suggested you need representation.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't like representation. I think people can hide behind agents and managers.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I know, but the true beauty of it is standing behind your own work, which what I want to do.
But they'll ask for more because they know what you're worth, and then when you get it, you'll go, "Oh my God, I never would have asked for that much." But
but the thing is, I also don't think that like writing a song should buy you a house. I think that musicians are overpaid.
Oh,
what if Lennon and McCartney thought that way? Come on, Matt.
Well, frankly, if they didn't get a house from the Beatles' work, then their solo work would be better because they'd be more motivated. But I mean, there's a lot of garbage in the 70s from those guys.
Oh, it's not all garbage. Come on, Matt. Jeez.
No, hey, I love Ram. Ram is one of the great albums of all time. But,
I agree. And I love Plastic Ono Band and All Things Must Pass and Venus and Mars and Walls and Bridges.
But then, Oh, no, Walls and Bridges.
Walls and... Mind Games and Walls and Bridges. What about, let's see, Georgia's Living in the Material World, Venus and Mars, let's see, Band on the Run, Chaos and Creation.
You could tell they were a little bloated and happy, you know, in a way that I'm not. I'm still struggling. And
well, excuse me, Matt, you don't sound like the edgiest guy.
So that's the trick. I mean, people discover me for singing about poop in cities and towns, but I actually have, like, legit really good songs that I'm proud of. Just no one ever listens to those.
Has what anyone
we want you to go under? On tour?
Yeah.
Say it again.
That's why we want you to go on tour, so you can play the legit songs.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know. Hey, I'm only one man.
Has any celebrity complained about being mentioned in a toilet bowl cleaner's song?
No.
No?
That would be good. It would probably be good for my profile if they did.
You would. Julia Roberts.
Do any of them know?
ScarJo.
Any of them thank you for doing a song?
Like I've seen, like on Twitter, every once in a while, some people have tweeted out the fact that they have songs about them and that they're proud of it. But not specifically the poop ones. I do just straight celebrity songs too.
I would think Miley Cyrus would like Miley Cyrus farts. I can see her laughing.
Yeah,
at that.
She's kind of wacky. Wild, yeah.
What instruments do you play though? Do you play everything then?
Like, yeah, it's mostly through the keyboard, but also some guitar.
Well, there's Miley. She's laughing at her song.
Mm-hmm.
Actual audio. She just heard your song right there. What is your most successful song? Are you able to measure that through downloads or anything?
Yeah, the poop song by the Toilet Bowl Cleaners has 550,000 streams right now on Spotify, which is pretty nice.
Which song is that?
A poop song. I mean, you've got a billion.
Yeah.
That would be.
I don't know what song that is.
Why is that more special than any other poop song?
I just kind of lucked out. You know what else has been good for me lately? If you say, Alexa, play the poop song, it plays another one of my poop songs. Oh. And I get, you know, a half a penny every time that happens. So that's
whoa.
Good.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well, 550,000. I don't know how to. A half a penny for each of those 550,000?
Right, yeah.
What does that mean without me doing the math?
I think that's $2,500, but that's just through Spotify. You know, there's iTunes, Apple Music, et cetera.
God, well, half a penny. That doesn't seem right.
Everybody who listens to this podcast and this interview is going to ask Alexa to do that, and you're going to make a big bunch of money soon, I predict.
Yeah, I tell people to do it all the time, but I think just kids ought to... If you get an Echo and you have kids in your house, within a few hours, that's going to happen. They're going to play this stuff.
That's pretty smart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, we are enjoying the towns and cities, all those songs. Of course, the poop songs going way back. Scar Giants and Farts would be my clear favorite.
Yeah, easily.
So the people of Michigan are getting very entertained on a regular basis.
I will say, if it wasn't for the toilet bowl cleaners, I would never have known who Jason Derulo was. Because I remember, I remember going through that. I'm going, I've never heard of this Jason Derulo guy, and now I know who he is because of that song.
Yeah, he owes me big time.
Yeah, he probably loves the song. I would think he would. Anyway, we don't want to keep you from your music, but we did want to call and compliment the great work, and be sure to keep us informed when you have new releases.
Yeah. Once again, I'm eternally grateful for lots of people have contacted me because they heard me on your show. So that's really cool. So thanks for everything.
We're still playing it. We're just a podcast now.
That's the future. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, a lot of people so far. And then hopefully more every day. So anyway, keep up the great work, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, Matt.
Bye.
We'll see you, bud.
Bye.
He sounds exactly like I thought he would.
Yeah. He sounds very laid back. Happy. Family, oh yeah. It's called
Danvers, Massachusetts. Oh yeah. It's such a nice. Isn't that where he said he was from?
Yeah.
I like to go to Endicott Park and play. I think he'd be really specific about the town he lives in.
Yeah, Danvers, Mass. Check out the Rebecca Nurse Homestead, yeah. Go walk around Danvers. They got a nice rail trail. You can walk on the rail trail and get a little exercise. Oh yeah, they got a nice library. It's located on Sylvan Street. Oh yeah. They got a nice downtown area.
Support your local establishments. Oh, yes. Denver, Massachusetts is a wonderful town. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I like to go to Danvers and walk around. They got a great school system. They educate the children. I really like Danvers because it's nice.
Wow.
Oh, man. It's funny. Why I thought he actually wrote out lyrics to these songs.
I don't know why you thought that. Breaking news.
Yeah. Really good.
Breaking news.
Whoa.
Yolanda's still alive.
Yes. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, no, wait. Yolanda called? Or you called her, Brandon?
Yo.
No, wait. Yolanda?
Yes.
Hey. How are you?
With whom am I speaking?
That's Yolanda.
It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Your old friends from the radio.
You finally... Oh, well, I was wondering what happened to you.
Oh, I know.
You want to know what I think of Trump, don't you?
Well, Trump...
Oh, yeah, sure, we can start.
What happened?
You had a big election in your state.
We can start with
a big election. I was in the hospital. I didn't even get to vote.
What?
Oh, no. Are you okay?
What happened?
I ended up with a urinary infection.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad, but I
came home yesterday.
I'm glad it was only that, but I mean, I'm not glad that was what it was. I mean, unfortunately.
But I didn't get to vote, and I feel very bad.
Okay, why don't you tell us, are you a Trump fan? Are you upset with Trump? How do you feel about him?
Am I upset with him?
Are you a fan of Trump?
Oh, come on now.
It's an obvious yes.
Stop being funny.
Well, just some people aren't so sure. People listening don't know.
Well,
so.
Maybe they have a problem, too.
Yolanda's firing shots.
Did you ever stop to think of that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I guess we'll know eventually, but where do you stand?
Where do I stand?
Yeah, do you like Trump?
Oh, come on. How dare you ask me a question like that?
I didn't think it was that hard.
Well, you were not a fan of Chris Christie, right?
Not really.
Yeah.
I thought I was, but he was a great disappointment to me.
Yeah.
I think he spoke with split tongue.
I know. You'd rather vote for that liar, Brian Williams, over Chris Christie.
Oh, I don't know. The poor Republicans are really getting beaten.
Were you angry at Chris Christie for being on the beach that day it was closed?
I don't know. I'm angry for anyone that can't tell the truth.
Yeah.
No?
Well, yeah. We heard there was a 93-year-old mayor elected just a few miles away from you.
A 93-year-old mayor?
Yeah.
In Tinton Falls.
No. Do you know where Tinton Falls?
Not where I live.
Tinton Falls?
No.
Do you know where Tinton Falls is, Yolanda?
Yeah, I know where it is. It's not far from me.
Yeah, they have a 93-year-old mayor.
Yeah. Nothing would surprise me.
When are you going to run for mayor?
The way things are running now, nothing surprises me. Nothing.
Well, what
about one thing?
What about
the whole world upside down?
I agree with you. I feel like,
and I'm glad that I lived my 96 years.
She rules.
And I don't have to worry about the next kooks. They're going to turn this country inside out.
I could not agree with you more, Yolanda.
What happened? Will you tell me?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. It's just madness. Every day I watch the news, I go, I don't recognize this world. And what about all these the sexual harassment stuff and all these cases?
Oh, let's not even get into that.
Well, we talked about your urinary infection. Come on.
Let's not get into that.
No, we don't want to get into that. But, I mean, does that surprise you that all these people, these Hollywood stars, turn out to be such complete creeps?
Well, you know, fame and fortune doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I'm really not that surprised.
You know, how much money do you need and how much fame do you really want?
Well,
I go for the humble guy, the honest guy.
Yeah.
That's it. Like you fellas.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm trying to earn an honest living.
Never lied.
We're trying. It's not always easy, but we are trying.
And to try to keep Trump going, you know.
Who was your favorite president you've ever had, Yolanda, in your whole 96 years?
Favorite president?
Yeah.
You know, I was beginning to wonder, everybody made fun of Harry Truman. But yeah. I think he was one of the most honest men.
Yeah.
Well, I know this about him. Underrated. When it got hot in the kitchen, he stayed in the kitchen.
He had enough sense to get out of it.
He dropped... Well,
and you got to give him credit for that.
I give him credit for dropping a bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They started it. He ended it.
Well, see, everybody did their little bit. Good, bad, or indifferent. They all tried.
There was the guy that flew the plane, the guy that pushed the button to drop the bomb, the guys that built the bomb, and the guy that decided to drop the bomb and end the war. So I don't know. A lot of people are critical of that. I'm not.
I don't know. I don't know.
Saved a lot of lives.
Are you fellas behaving yourselves?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah. Are you behaving yourself?
Oh, I'm so busy listening to this wonderful country and the things that are going on that I'm absolutely amazed.
What is it?
Afraid to get in public because I'm wondering who's going to fire the first shot.
Okay. Aww. What? So are you talking? You're referring to the shooting in Texas and the shooting in Las Vegas?
Oh. What a tragedy.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that no one knew that these fellows were so misplaced?
Yep.
I mean, thrown out of the army for... Why are they walking the streets?
Well, yeah, I know the
guy... Where are they getting all this artillery? For what?
That's what you're
saying. Aren't they questioned when they buy it? What are you doing?
With that conviction, he should not have been allowed to buy a weapon, and we all know that, but it just seemed
like... That's the first thing, so... What are we doing that's wrong?
We're not enforcing the laws?
No, we're not. We're not doing anything. We've got kids running around in high gear. Everybody's got their marijuana. Everybody's got what they want. And they do what they want with it.
Do you think marijuana's a part of the problem?
You don't know what to do. There are people on the road that shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
I mean, look. I still have my license,
nice.
And it's good for the next 2 years.
Yeah, should we
be worried?
I said it's time to hang it up.
Oh, man. Don't you miss it?
Yes, I do. But I don't think I should be on the road at this age.
That's very responsible. What kind of wheels did you drive, Yolanda?
Oh, I was a Honda fan.
Yeah?
You drove them foreign cars?
Yeah, I've done that, too.
Okay. I want to know, what was it that made you decide, maybe I shouldn't be driving anymore? Did you get in an accident or something?
Absolutely not. I left with a clean slate.
Nice.
Your entire life?
I left with a clean slate.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
Yep.
Now, how's your family doing, Yolanda? Is everybody doing well?
Well, I've got nieces and nephews galore. You like to share them with me? I love them all, and they're fine, but they all have birthdays.
Yeah, that gets a little...
And they all want something, and they all have everything.
Oh, gosh. You should start taking stuff from them on their birthday.
Cash.
So I think it's wonderful. We're a very fortunate family. That's why none of us can understand what's going on in this world.
It sounds like those nieces and nephews might be a little entitled from what you're saying, Yolanda.
They are. They're wonderful. They've treated me like a queen.
Wouldn't they be like 70? How old are they?
They are a second and third generation.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. I was picturing Jim Price Jr.
I was too.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough.
Yes, that's
last week when we were together, we were four generations.
Wow.
So that's
awesome.
It.
That's great.
So that's a lot to boast about.
Yolanda, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah.
I do whatever I can and whatever I want.
Yes.
As long as it's legal. And I'm not hurting anybody.
Do you ever go to the casino and gamble?
Pardon?
Do you ever go to the casino and go gambling?
Oh, I used to, but I don't. I'm too old for that stuff anymore.
Yeah. No, really?
Yeah, you know.
Well, you're still at home. You're still mobile.
Yes, I'm very mobile.
Yeah.
Your hearing is amazing. My mom is 97, and she can't hear if I'm yelling in her ear.
Well, how about hearing aids?
She's got one. She has hearing aids. It doesn't... her hearing is just really, really... I mean, I can't believe how well you hear us on the phone. It amazes me.
Oh, well, you know, you fellas speak firm and loud, and...
but you've got some kind of super genes for hearing and God knows for what else. And for popping off.
You just be good to her because she raised you. And you have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
remember that.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, Yolanda.
And listen, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right. We'll check back through. We had to go anyway, but thank you so much for your time.
And do it again sometime.
We will.
We will, I promise.
And for any reason.
Have pity on the old boy, huh? I'm waiting to see how he's going to part his hair next time.
All right, Yolanda, have a great night.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And you do the same.
All right.
You bet.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. You know, because it's coming.
I know.
Yeah.
You never know.